Balaam's journey. The story of the reticent angel. So Balaam sets out. And as we learned yesterday, he saddled his donkey all by himself. But God is not happy. Chapter 22, verse 22. God's anger flares because he's going. An angel of God plants himself in the way. And he does so l'satonloi, to obstruct him, which is not divorced from the literal meaning of the word satanic, or the idea of a Satan is something that confounds, disables something from happening. That's the idea of a satan. So it comes l'satonloi. V'hu roichev al asoinoi, and he's riding on his female donkey, ushnei ne'orav itoi, and two young lads are with him. Why does it say ki hoylech hu? Because he is going. Why doesn't it just say ki hoylech? Vayichar af alikim, God is angry. Ki hoylech hu. The hu seems superfluous, unnecessary. So the Orach Chaim says, because he was such an anti-Semite, he would have gone himself, even if Balak had not invited him or asked him to come. Had he found out about this opportunity, he would have done this all by himself. So it gives us a little bit of an understanding into the depraved soul of Balaam. So when you do an Aveda because there's profit to be made, it's not good. When you do an Aveda, you do a sin, even if there was no profit to be made, it's that much worse. So why was this angel sent? I mean, the angel presumably doesn't go by himself. Angels don't have their own purview. So the Daz Zakenim in the Bali HaTosfos says, so that he would know that Balaam, or let me rephrase this. So Balaam should know that God knows that he goes with bad intentions. That's what he says. So don't think you fooled me. Like, Balaam's going to go. I'm just going to go. You know, I'm sightseeing a little. God says, no, I know exactly why you're going. And the Daz Zakenim says, also, this was to confuse him and to frighten him. Maybe he would do the right thing. Let's take a look in Rashi and see how Rashi comments that. Verse 22, Ki Hoylechu, Ra'a. He saw, meaning Balaam saw, Shahadav Ra Be'ini Hamokim, this was bad in God's eyes, in the Sava Lelech. And this actually created an intense desire. He was his rebellious nature. He saw God didn't want this, God was angry about this, therefore he decided he specifically wanted to do this. So the Malach comes to Satan Loi. Rashi says, Malach shal rachamim hoya. This was an angel of mercy. Vahoya reisa limonoi milachte. This angel of mercy was trying to save Balaam from himself. Shal yechta v'yeve. That he shouldn't sin and become lost in his sin, which is what happens in the end. But Balaam, of course, does not care or listen, as we're going to see. Shteinu orav imai, what's up with these two lads? How did that become part of the narrative? Mikan, from here, Rashi says, la'odom choshuv hayetz l'derech, to a person of great prominence who goes out on a journey, yelechim eshnei anoshim l'shamshay, should always have at least two people who are there as his assistants or aides. They will help him. And what happens is, this if there's two, v'chayzimahim shamshim zeze, sometimes people need help. So if there's two, he doesn't have to turn to Balaam himself to help him, because there's only two. It's Balaam and an aide. Sometimes the prominent individual himself would be called upon. So therefore, if you have two, it works out. Vatere ha'asayin es malach Hashem. Verse 23, the angel sees this angel, the donkey, pardon me, sees this angel. He sees Nitzav Baderach. He sees that he is standing there tall and erect in the way. And there is a drawn sword in his hand. What exactly the angel saw, I don't know. But the donkey saw, I'm not a donkey. But it would be the equivalent of a fearsome-looking angel with a big sword in his hand. So the donkey tries to go off the way. It begins to wander in the field, kind of to go around the angel. Balaam strikes the female donkey, lahatoisa haderech, in order to bring him back, to turn him back to the way. Now, who is this angel? The Balaturim says it was Malach Gavriel. Malach Gavriel is the angel of judgment, the angel of severity. The Medrash HaGadol calls him the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death. The Rekeach says that it's Malach Michal. However, Rashi just doesn't give him a specific name. He doesn't say he's Gavriel or Michal. But Rashi says he was a Malach of Rachamim. Malach of Rachamim. And so why is he called a Satan? He's not a Satan. He came with Satan Lo. He came in some way to confound him. He comes to do whatever is possible to be able to prevent him from doing this. As the Sefarno says, any kind of hisnagdos lepula, any kind of negativity, when you try to stop something, try to impede something, disable its process, that's called a satan. Incidentally, if you're wondering who those two young lads were, according to the Targum, Yenis and Benazil, it was his own sons. One's name was Yonos, and one's name was Yamros. I don't know what that does for you, but that's the information. Why did the donkey see the angel? So Ramban says the donkey didn't really see the angel, but he felt his presence. Now, Abarbanel says, because angels don't really look like anything. Angels not, it's not like Hollywood, like angels, like a person with little wings clipped to his back or like a halo on his head. It's like, angel is not a person who walks through walls. So Ramban says he felt it. He felt this thing. It was like, but Abarbanel says a picture or an image of a person, of a frightening looking person with a drawn sword was seen by the donkey. He didn't see an angel, didn't have the ability to compute some kind of higher spiritual reality, but this is what he saw in the physical sense. So he struck him. Why did he strike him? Here's Bilam the man, who's so powerful when it comes to cursing, and now uses his stick. Why didn't he curse the donkey? If he could say things and make them happen. So actually, they start laughing at him later because he says, if I had a sword, I would kill you. So they laugh at him. They say, this guy's going to kill a whole nation without a sword, but he can't even deal with his own donkey. But the Baal HaTurim says that there's a rule that Ein Shtei Klolos B'Yemechad. You can't have two curses in one day. And because that's the case, you can't have two curses in one day. So he says he didn't want to use up his curses. There's only so much negative energy he could marshal. He didn't want to use it for the donkey when in fact it has to be used from his perspective for his enemies, for the Jewish people. Let's take a look in Rashi. Rashi deals with a basic issue, and that is, if the donkey saw, why didn't Bilam see? Says Rashi, Vahu, but Bilam later, he didn't see it. Why is this? Shenoshen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Reshus LaBehema L'Yireis Yesem Min HaAdam. When it comes to these realities, Hashem gave an animal the ability to see what people cannot see. Shemiteich sheyesh beidas, because a person has what's called consciousness or awareness, should he see certain things, titodev daite kisheyire mazikin, then he'd crack up when he sees destructive angels. And because Hashem doesn't want us to lose our minds, that's why we don't see these things. But the donkey has no mind to lose to begin with. So since he has no mind to lose, it's not going to blow his mind or freak him out or disable him. And that's why the animals are able to see these kinds of things. So from Rashi's perspective, there is no miracle when the donkey sees the angel. The miracle is when the donkey starts speaking. And actually, if you follow even like the commentary of the Mishnah talks about piha asan, the mouth of the donkey. It doesn't talk about the eyes of the donkey. The eyes don't seem to be anything unusual. So Rashi therefore takes the approach that it wasn't something unusual. It was actually a typical or normative reality that animals see what people can't see. V'char be'shlufa b'yadei, there's a drawn sword. Why a sword? Does the angel need a sword? So Rashi says, Amar, God said, Rasha zeh hiniach chliyum nasei. This wicked person has left behind the normative instruments. Usually when it comes to the nations, they believe in the spirit of force, not the force of spirit. And yet Bilam here comes with the force of spirit. He's going to curse. So God said, aha, you left behind that spirit of force. You left the sword on the table, and instead you're coming. He comes with his mouth to curse. This is the methodology of the Jewish people. Oh, okay. I'll behave and treat you in like fashion. Afani etfeis es shaloi, ba'avi alav be'emunasi. I too will come to you with that methodology. I will come also utilizing their profession, so to speak. And indeed, Bilam ends up being killed in battle. As it says, Ves Bilam ben Ba'er hargu b'charev. He was killed on the battlefield. Verse 24, so the poor donkey has now been beat. Now the donkey managed to get around the angel. Now the angel is standing in a narrow vineyard, now a row of grapes. Goder mizeh v'goder mizeh. In this narrow vineyard, there's a fence on either side. So there isn't a field to go off into. Last they went off into the field, and Bilam struck him, and he came back on to the road. But now they're going in this narrow way, and there is nowhere to go. Rashi says, Mish'ol means, if you look in the Targum of Unkelus, it says, Beshvil, in the row. So what we're talking here is a narrow row of grapes, or of vines. And there really isn't much room for the donkey to move one way or the other. So Rashi says, gives us another of grammatical things where we see that this would mean, in fact, as he said, a narrow row, but there's a God de Mizeze, I'm skipping over that for purposes of brevity and get to the point. There's a God de Mizeze and a God de Mizeze. So Rashi says, when it says God there, the assumption will be that fence or that wall is made of stone. Shalavanimi. This is a rule, this is a principle, and when you study biblical writings, that the word God there almost will always mean a fence, a wall of stone, unless otherwise specified. Now, they're going in this narrow space, and there's nowhere to go, and the poor donkey is terrified. So, Vateda ha'asen, Vayamed, pardon me, Vayamed, we did it, verse 25. Vateda ha'asen is Malach Hashem, the donkey sees the angel of God, Vatilochets el hakir, he presses against the wall. Vatilchas esrego Bilam, Bilam's foot was squashed against the metal wall, el hakir. Now Bilam is obviously not happy. Now his feet are getting squashed against a stone wall. Vayesef lahakesa, and so he increasingly beats the she donkey. Now here's something interesting. The Medrash Tanchuma says, you know what wall this is? This is the Gilad Mitzpeh. This is the pile of stones that Yaakov had built when he ran away from Lavan. So this is like old history. It's like coming back. That's these stones. So the stones that Yaakov had thrown up, had hurled these stones on top of the other all those years ago. Now the donkey is pressing Bilam against those very same stones. And Bilam is beating the heck out of this poor donkey. Vayesef Malach Hashem Aver, Vayamid Mokim Tzor. Now the Malach goes to this narrow place, and there's no room to go. You can't press anywhere. Ein derech lintis yom and usmel. You can't press not to the right and not to the left. Now what do you do? There's no room to go anywhere. So the Torah says, Vateira ha'asen es Malach Hashem. The donkey saw this angel of God. And Vatirbats Tachas Bilam. It just collapsed. It just like started to crouch underneath Bilam. And he's not going any further. Vayichar af Bilam. Bilam's anger flares. He loses it. Vayach es ha'asen b'makel. He begins to whip and beat the donkey with a stick, with a cudgel. At this point, when the donkey is being beaten, all of a sudden, now we have a miracle. It doesn't say that Hashem opened the eyes of the donkey to see the angel. That doesn't say, which is why Rashi uses explanation, that animals naturally see what people cannot see. But over here, something unusual does happen. Vayivtach Hashem es piyah asin. God opens the mouth of the donkey. Va'atomer le'bilam. And she says to Bilam, Me asisi l'cha. What have I done to you? Kihiki son izeh shalosh regolem, for you have struck me three times. Now shalosh regolem is a very interesting language. Sometimes regolem means times, and sometimes a regol comes from the terminology of a foot or a leg. Well, actually they're not mutually exclusive. And shalosh regolem is the way the Torah describes the three festivals that the Jewish people are supposed to come to the Beis HaMikdash. And how are they supposed to go to the Beis HaMikdash? They're supposed to walk to the Beis HaMikdash, ideally. So what's Shalosh Regalim? The language here is being used very specifically. Ramazlei, he is alluding or hinting to Bilam, Atamavakesh la'akar Uma, you seek to uproot a nation, Hachayegeges Shalosh Regalim Bashana, who is going to be celebrating three times a year with God. So there's kind of like multiple messages that are being played out to Bilam here. As we're going to see, Bilam is not getting it. So Hashem opens this donkey's mouth, and Ramban says, this is to tell you that Hashem opens the mouth of those who are otherwise silent. And certainly Hashem can close the mouth of those who are usually very talkative. And the message for Bilam is that you may end up in the same situation. You think you talk a lot, you think you can use your mouth, but remember, Hashem controls people's mouths and who can or cannot speak. What the Kli Yakar says, Hashem is conveying to Bilam, you are going to be like a donkey during this whole event. You're not going to be doing much over here. And you're going to be able to open your mouth, but like a donkey, you will have absolutely no control whatsoever. Somebody posted on my Facebook, a colleague of mine, that his son asked him, that's what I put last night about the class, that his son asked him, it says, if you, those who will bless you, I will bless. So why doesn't Bilam get blessed? So I wrote him back, because Bilam doesn't bless, Hashem blesses. Bilam is just a mindless conduit, he's just a donkey. So he answered me back, he said, no, I think it's because Bilam actually does other bad things. So I don't agree with him, I think he's wrong. You don't get rewarded for something that you didn't know about or weren't aware of. You get rewarded for choices you make. You don't get rewarded for having an instinct. If Bilam did something, he should get rewarded or punished. This notion of the blessings doesn't get rewarded for, he didn't do it. I was like Kli Yakar says here, he was just a donkey. That's all, a donkey. Donkey doesn't get rewarded for what the donkey does or doesn't do. So he says, what did I do to you? What did I do to you that you beat me so? Obviously, Bilam has not seen this angel at all, right? Only the donkey sees it. And the donkey, according to Ramban, didn't even see anything. He just had an awareness. He had this premonition. He was terrified. He knew he couldn't go forward. He says, what did I do to you? Vayemir Bilam la'asan. Bilam is now having a conversation with the donkey. You can imagine how ridiculous this looked to all the people around there. And he says to the donkey, "Ki salalta bi, you made a fool out of me. Lu yesh cherev biyada, would I have a sword in my hand? Ki ata haraktiha, I'd kill you on the spot." Rashi says that his salalta is like the Targum, like Unkelus renders it. It's the language of Lashon Gnayu Bizoyin. You made a fool out of me. You demeaned me. Made me look really bad. Lu yesh cherev biyada, if only I had a sword in my hands. Ha, Rashi says, "Gnuz gedayla hoyala idavar zeh bi'enei." This was an enormously embarrassing moment for Bilam, because the officers or ministers, senior members of Balak's government who had come, they looked at themselves and laughed. They said, this man comes to destroy a whole nation with his mouth, and for a donkey, he needs a Kli Zayin, he needs a sword. It's like, what are you doing? This makes sense over here. So Bilam really, really made a fool out of himself here. And now, the donkey speaks back. The donkey said to Bilam, "I am your she-donkey, which you have ridden, from who knows when, until today. Have I ever done something like this to you? What did you do to me?" He said, "No." At that moment, verse 31 tells us, "V'yigal Hashem es'eini Bilam." Suddenly Hashem opens Bilam's eyes and Bilam sees the angel and he sees him with his drawn sword. Suddenly Bilam prostrates himself and he bows low and the angel begins to berate him and criticize him. Why did you harm your donkey? What did the poor animal do to you? Why did you beat your donkey three times? I am the one who came out to confound your way. I'm the one who did all this. And he goes on, the conversation goes on, and the donkey did see, and that's why he didn't go, and now I could kill you and the donkey if I wanted to. And Bilam at this point fesses up and he says, okay, I'm a sinner, I did terrible things. If it's really bad in your eyes, I'll go back home. I don't have to do this if you don't want me to do it. And the angel says, no, sorry, it doesn't work like that. I can't force you to do anything. If you're asking me to force you, if it's bad, you know it's bad. Don't tell me if it's bad. I came to try to knock sense into your head. You don't have sense knocked into your head? Do as you please. But just remember, you'll be a donkey. All you're going to do is what Hashem puts in your mouth. Now, this is a very interesting conversation with the donkey. He'll look in the Limbus Rashi of verse 30, and then we'll go on to a Rebbe beer, an explanation from the Rebbe about why he was so reticent. Haskin is Kanti, Rashi says Kitagume. You have to read that the way the Targum says. Am I used to doing this? Do I typically do this? I don't do this all the time. So if I don't do it all the time, why wouldn't you think there's a special reason I'm doing this? If I'm behaving badly, I'm not behaving like your good old donkey, maybe it is a reason. Maybe it's because I'm concerned for you. As V'chein, we find elsewhere in the book of Eiv, Hala'el Yiskan Gover, is a person going to teach God? Going to teach God how to behave? So this idea of is what we call a person is used to doing, or is does frequently, or has learned to do. We have a phenomenal exposition of these verses. Amrulei, the sarim, the ministers, the officers, they said to Bilam, "What did you ride a donkey for? All those troubles donkey making. My time later chavta asusia. Why did you ride a horse? Don't normal people ride a horse? A donkey is like for farm people. It's like for children. Fancy guy like you should be riding a horse." Amr lahein, he said to them, he lied. He said to them, "Biritiva shadoyle. I sent him away to go and pasture. So I didn't have a horse now. So I don't have a house. A horse, I took a donkey." So all of a sudden, the Gemara says, the donkey started to speak. He said, "That's not true. I am your donkey. Don't tell him stories. You have a horse somewhere. And today your horse. It's not true. I am your donkey." So that's how he continues the conversation. So Bilam now starts like to kind of make himself look good. He's got to like answer the donkey who's making a fool out of him. So the song, he says to the donkey, "Yeah, of course I use you. I use you to put my packages, my suitcases on. I ride the horse." The donkey says, no, that's not true. I'm the donkey you've been riding on. So he says, "Well, yeah, sometimes I ride on you on occasion." He says, no, what are you talking about? From today onward, from who knows when, you've always been riding on me. So Bilam looks like a total fool now, as it says in Maseches Avodah on page 4 onward. And then his eyes open, and Bilam sees all this, and then this conversation with the angel happens, and in the end, Bilam continues his way. The simple question there is, why was this angel so reticent to just stop Bilam in his tracks right away? He keeps delaying. It's like all these delaying tactics. He comes, stands in one place, stands in the second place. The poor donkey is getting beaten by Bilam. So this question is asked on many Dimafarsh and page Samach Gimel in the Sefer of Yurim. On Simon Ches, Huksha Mefarshim, many of the Mefarshim, like Gersonides, Ralbag, and others, asked the question, Lama Nizkak HaMalach, Lasidra Koya Rukhashal Nisim Mafliim. This is like an unbelievable conversation. It's like straight out of a movie. Sounds like something in Shrek or something. I think somebody there is named Balak or Bilam anyway. Is the Usin sees this angel, whatever it sees or knows, like Ramban says, a number of times, and then he starts talking. And then the whole Gemara in Avodah Zarah, this whole conversation is having a donkey. He's like blowing his cover. So, "I ride a horse." "No, you don't ride a horse. You ride me all the time." Okay. What's going on over here? Why didn't the angel, what's the whole maisa with a donkey? He could have just come to Bilam and said to Bilam, "This is a stupid thing to do." Bilam could have began the journey and he could have had an angel with a drawn sword. He said, "Hey, one second, what's going on over here?" And the angel would say, "It's a stupid thing you're doing. You don't understand?" He said, "Oh, if you don't want me to go," don't start with that. "You don't want me to go. I give sending you a message." Why doesn't that happen? Three times it happens with a donkey until Bilam finally has his eyes peeled open and he's able to see. So the Rebbe says, "V'yesh levayr b'derech ha-pshat." There is a simple answer on a pshat level. Now, on a Kabbalistic level, there's another answer. I'm going to give you the Kabbalistic answer quickly first. According to the Zohar, it says that the donkey of Bilam served a purpose for him. That was the way he used his donkey, so to speak. And therefore, the Malach wanted to reveal himself to the donkey first to create a division between beast and person, between donkey and Bilam. And when Bilam and donkey were not on the same page, this was a good way for him to break his strength, disable his ability to marshal spiritual powers. And Bilam was really a very, very low person. In fact, the Gemara says he used to sleep with his donkey. And in general, there's this concept of sorcerers that they lower themselves into the animal world. And they link, they become together with the animal. So becoming united with the animal, that way he's able to harness animalistic kind of powers and so on and so forth. So what happens here is that, according to the Zohar, the angel comes to break the relationship with Bilam and his donkey. His donkey doesn't want to play along anymore. He says, I've had enough with you after you beat me like that. But on a literal level, that's like some mystical insight of how Bilam does Kishuf, how he uses different things to marshal spiritual abilities. But on a literal level, what is going on here when this angel is so reticent? Why did the angel just do his job right away? So the Rebbe says like this. Later on, when God appears to Bilam, it says, Vayokar elikim al Bilam. Vayokar is Lashon Arai. It doesn't say Vayikra, he called to him lovingly. It doesn't say he appeared to him, it says Vayokar, he happened upon him. And this comes from a term which is similar to Tumas Keri. The idea of Keri means impurity. In other words, Hashem came to him, but it was not an easy thing. It was a painful thing, a difficult thing. And the only reason Hashem revealed himself to Bilam was, it says, for chibasi shel yisov, because he loved the Jewish people and he wanted them to be blessed. In other words, Bilam, even though he's a prophet, he's a very low person. And God did not want to come to Bilam in a revealed state. Because unless there's a reason, God avoided it. Why did he later reveal himself to Bilam? There's a reason. He wants to bless the Jewish people. That's a reason. But otherwise, God didn't just reveal himself to Bilam. So the Rebbe suggests, if that's the case, then the angel would not be comfortable revealing himself to Bilam either. Because Bilam really wasn't deserving of this. And therefore, the angel decided, he was very slow to reveal himself to Bilam. He used all kinds of other abilities. It was much easier for him to be seen by a donkey. And he hoped that Bilam would see the donkey that's suddenly unwilling and not moving forward, Bilam would get it. And then Bilam could make a decision. But that doesn't happen. Instead of Bilam getting it, Bilam starts to beat the donkey. And it's only after the donkey is beaten three times and the angel realizes there is no chance that Bilam is going to get it and understand it without being able to see the angel. Only after that is Gala HaMalach Leinei Osan. First, the angel reveals himself to the donkey. And only after that does the angel reveal himself to Bilam. And only because Bilam's not getting it, Hashem opens the mouth of the donkey. And then, even that doesn't help. And in the end, there's no choice. But the Malach is going to have to do something very unusual and reveal himself to Bilam. And this is, of course, a Malach of Rachamim. He's an angel of mercy. So the angel of mercy, that's true, he had mercy on Bilam, but at the same time, the angel did not want to do something which is difficult and painful for him. And now we understand why this messenger of mercy was reticent to reveal himself, because revealing himself was actually painful for the Malach. But he's a Malach of mercy. So when there's no other choice, he did indeed reveal himself. However, until he was ready for that to happen, it was quite a while in revealing himself to the donkey, which was not as painful for the Malach. And only later, when that doesn't work, does he reveal himself to Bilam. And that is the pshat. Now you know the story of the reticent angel.